And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the news for a Monday, the 25th day of February for 2019. Well, get ready for another round of wet, stormy weather in the foothills. The National Weather Service is warning that an atmospheric river of moisture will bring mountain snow, heavy rain, rapid rises of rivers and creeks, gusty winds, and hazardous travel to our area through this week. Persistent rain, heavy at times, may lead to some flooding. 3 inches to 1 foot of rain is expected over this week-long period. Flooding of low-lying areas is expected in the foothills and the lower elevations, where snow melts will add to the amount of water in the streams and rivers. Now, the National Weather Service has called for a flash flood watch in effect for the mother lode below 4,000 feet from this afternoon through Thursday morning. In addition to the flood potential, rock slides, downed tree limbs, and power outages will all be possible. National Weather Service has also issued a wind advisory for the mother lode today through 10 a.m. tomorrow. Winds of 15 to 30 miles an hour are likely, with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. There may be another period of gusty winds tomorrow night through Wednesday as well. Next, a winter storm warning has been issued for the Sierra Nevada above 5,000 feet from today through 4 o'clock on Thursday. 1 to 8 feet of total snow accumulation is expected above the 5,000-foot elevation. The higher you go, of course, the more the snow.
Well, a suspect in a credit card theft has been identified. Sutter Creek Police thanking the public for their assistance. Late last year, a credit card used to purchase gas for school district vehicles was stolen from one of the service trucks. Since that time, the card was used to buy over $5,000 worth of fuel. Sutter Creek Police says the card had been used in Sacramento and El Dorado counties. Surveillance video of the man reportedly using the card, fueling two vehicles at an El Dorado County location, was posted online by the police department. Now, after receiving dozens of calls, the suspect was identified. The name of the suspect or any further details have not been released, as this is an ongoing investigation. Now, the photos of the suspect posted on the KVGC Facebook page. If you have any info that you think could be helpful to authorities, contact the Sutter Creek Police Department, 267-5646, or the Amador County Secret Witness Line, 223-4900.
And a McCallum Hill man accused of assaulting an elderly woman with a hammer will undergo a mental competency hearing. After hearing from Donovan Agassiz's public defender, Judge Timothy Healy ordered the evaluation. Authorities were called to a home on Pope Street back on the 4th of this month, where an unnamed 69-year-old woman had suffered head injuries after allegedly being struck with a hammer. Agassiz was arrested in connection with the attack and charged with attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and elder abuse. His bail was set at $1 million. According to court records, Agassiz already has a criminal history in Calaveras County and was sentenced in January to 36 months of probation for resisting a peace officer. He remains in the custody of the Calaveras County Jail and will appear in court again on March 8th for a mental competency hearing.
A barn destroyed by fire. One person flown to a Valley Burn Center following a Friday evening incident outside Angel's Camp. According to CAL FIRE, the flames broke out in a barn off Pool Station Road near Riata Way off Highway 4. The barn fully engulfed when crews arrived just after 9 p.m. Now, CAL FIRE says the person injured was a resident of the property. The individual sustained serious burns. Their condition is unknown. Now, crews able to contain the fire in just about an hour. What sparked the fire? Under investigation. Resources on scene included Copperopolis Fire, Altaville Maloney's, Angel's Camp, San Andreas, and CAL FIRE.
And the Calaveras County Planning Department will be hosting a series of workshops today and tomorrow geared towards improving housing opportunities within the county's updated general plan. The idea of the meetings is to gather information from people working on housing issues or that have concerns about housing needs in their communities. so that officials can work on finding solutions to those issues in Calaveras County. Two meetings will be held today, the first at 3 this afternoon at Government Center, then at 6 tonight at the Faith Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall in Murphy's. The final meeting will be tomorrow, 6 p.m., in the Mountain Ranch Community Center. For more details on these meetings, you can contact the Calaveras County Planning Department.
And February is American Heart Month. Mark Twain Medical Center is celebrating the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women movement. For 16 years, Go Red has raised awareness. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and has also promoted healthy lifestyle choices for everyone. Go Red can help save your life. Mark Twain Medical Center will offer free, complete cholesterol tests for women throughout the month of February. Soroptimist International of Calaveras will provide the financial support for this vital test. To learn more or schedule a test, contact Mark Twain Medical Center.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country, Monday morning, the 25th day of February. From the KVGC Newsroom,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy. Reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.